League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. Game one of the 115th edition of the World Series goes to our nation's capital as the Washington Nationals take down the Houston Astros 5-4 in a highly anticipated pitching duel. Max Scherzer comes out on top of Gerrit Cole. Scherzer finished with five innings pitched, two earned runs, seven strikeouts, and three walks. Cole, however, went seven innings pitched, allowing five earned runs, six strikeouts, and one walk. For the Nationals, Juan Soto also got involved. He went 3-for-4, including a solo shot off of Gerrit Cole in the fourth inning. So the series is up for the Nationals, 1-0. Game two is tonight as they stay in Houston. Nationals taking on the Astros, 8 p.m. Fox. Steven Strasburg versus Justin Verlander on the mound. The Nats are still underdogs. They're a +160 on the money line. And the over-under is 7.5 total runs. And guys, the odds to win the World Series have changed. The Nationals are now even at +100, going from +200 yesterday. So I hope you guys got that value yesterday placing bets. We're moving right along here to the NBA. The season has begun, and the Toronto Raptors unveiled their championship banner and received their championship rings, the largest ever in any NBA championship history, by the way. The Raptors came out on top in overtime, 130-122 over the Pelicans. Fred VanVleet went off for a career-high 34 points. Pascal Siakam also finished with 34 points and 18 rebounds before fouling out in the fourth quarter. For New Orleans, Brandon Ingram finished with 22 points and 5 assists, and Josh Hart finished with a double-double, 15 points, 10 rebounds.
Hey, Fasano.
What's up, Dane?
Does Drake get a ring?
He actually asked. He did get a ring, but he made a custom ring. He asked for a custom ring out of somebody in Beverly Hills, a designer from Beverly Hills. I forget his name, but
Jacob the Jeweler or something like that?
Yeah, he took it to the jeweler. He got a championship ring with the team, I believe. And he got a custom ring, so he has.
Oh, that's nice because he does have like an official ambassador or something. He's like an actual part of the team in some capacity. So I wondered if he got one. I didn't see him last night though.
Yeah, he was actually courtside. He was dancing around the team. Yeah, he was there. Yeah, he has two rings, I guess now. So
like they announced like the assistant general manager, you know, to go up and get a ring. Mm-hmm. I thought you know the crowd could have popped for Drake one last time.
I think it was just understood that he was getting one. You know what I mean? He's always courtside anyway, so it's like.
But he had to get a custom one. Yeah, that's nice.
He used to get us a custom one. They were playing.
Hotline bling, I guess, huh?
Well, they were playing. I got a really big team.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
They should have had him like perform it or something. But anyway, go ahead.
You would think, but We digress. The second game on the slate last night, guys, I guess there's a new king in Los Angeles. Don't tell Venmo Brian downstairs. The Clippers took down the Lakers 112-102. Kawhi Leonard makes his West Coast debut, dropping 30 points on the Lakers. Lou Williams added 21 points and 7 assists off the bench. Good bench production.
That's the real king.
Yeah, good bench production from the Clippers last night.
I want to be like Lou Williams when I grow up.
Yeah, Lou Williams coming off the bench and dominating on prime
time. You know about that, right, Fasano?
What's that?
You were on Lou Williams has for a long time been able to maintain two girlfriends.
Really?
Who know about each other and are all good with the situation. Yeah, he's got a thruple. He's my MVP.
Hey, good for him. If you're happy, be happy. You know, more the merrier for Lou Williams. For the Lakers, though, LeBron G. What's up, Dane?
Venmo says people call me Lou Williams, but I digress.
Thinks he could take the WNBA by himself. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're moving right along. The Lakers, LeBron James finished with 18 points, near triple double, 18 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. And Anthony Davis, in his debut for the Lakers, 25 points, 10 rebounds. I thought he would hit the over on his rebound prop, but unfortunately, he came up a little short. Sticking with the NBA, guys, more drama with China as they did not air the NBA opening night games. The league's streaming partner, Tencent, also only chose to air the Lakers and Clippers. They did not air the Raptors and Pelicans. And also outside the Staples Center, to add more fuel to the fire, a group of protesters, about 60 to 70 people, handed out T-shirts with the quote, "Fight for freedom, stand for Hong Kong," on the front. Are we going to be hearing this all season? I know it's just game one. It's the first slate. Like, are we going to be dealing with this all season with this China and stand up for Hong Kong and this and that? I mean, I thought we put it behind us.
I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, did we put Black Lives Matter behind us? I mean, protests are protests.
True, true.
You know, and activism is activism. I don't know that we get to say if we've put it behind us or not.
Sure. Are we expecting China to just black out the rest of the NBA season? I mean, that's what it's looking like.
But they
right
didn't,
now.
Did they? They no? didn't black out, they, did they?
They let they one only, game go.
Yeah, they let what game was that? The Laker
second game,
game
was Clipper. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw this last night. It was actually this is what I saw on the broadcast, and I think maybe this explains it. But this is what showed up on my picture there. I guess it's probably nobody there to actually flip it over, though, is there?
Hey, Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
There we go. He didn't want to show it because LeBron James is in the picture.
Yes, there it is. Yes.
All right, we got a full slate of NBA games tonight, too. So you guys will get updated from Joe and Dane on that. Going to send it back to them on Make It Rain, helping you win some cash this Wednesday morning.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar, bills, y'all.
Here we go, hour number two here on the grid, sportsgrid.com. We look to make it rain. I'm Joe Ramirez, Dane Martinez. Big night last night, of course, World Series Game 1, NBA Game 1 for four teams. But that will continue tonight as a full slate of NBA action will be coming your way, as will Game 2 of the World Series. So a little more on the line here tonight, but many of you will have the opportunity to be able to root on your favorite NBA team, as most everyone is back in action here today. And, of course, on the East Coast, I know there's going to be an awful lot of people watching the Philadelphia 76ers take on the Boston Celtics, right? The Kings of the East. It'll be interesting to see those two teams take off. But it is a reminder, guys, that, let's face it, it is a long season in the NBA. A lot can happen, but along the way, the best part about the NBA is that you'll have action pretty much every night of the week to be able to go at it, Dan. You'll be able to make some money profiting off of what exactly happens here in the NBA, and tonight is no different, as you'll have about 10 games on the card, plus the Major League Baseball, and we'll all be getting ready. We got college football again early this week, and I really don't know why the NFL is not flexing out the Washington Redskins, but Dane, we're going to be forced to watch that
And we got the Dolphins on Monday night this week also.
Yeah, against the Steelers, right?
Mason like Rudolph. This could be, that's a huge one. And Joe, by the way, tonight NYCFC gets their playoff run kicked off. They had their first round bye. They host Toronto in the Eastern Conference semis tonight, but the game will be played at Citi Field, Joe, despite the fact that the Yankees have been bumped out. They didn't have enough time to prepare the stadium, so the one seed in the East gets going at Citi Field tonight as well against Toronto.
Well, they can always go play at MetLife, too, because there's nobody really using that stadium either, unless they don't want to deal with ghosts. Unfortunately, apparently
maybe
the whole
they'll be
stadium
mic'd up.
Is,
who knows?
Is running with it. But, yeah, there's some issues there with the New York Jets not happy. Mike Tomlin says that the Dolphins are a very capable group. Okay. Sure they are. All right, we'll get to your headlines. We'll get you ready for week 8 of the NFL season. We'll do that coming up here. Let's make it rain.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast. We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo, is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there, you can buy ads and serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcasts and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Pressure is on tonight. Game 2 of the World Series as the Houston Astros will send Justin Verlander to the mound in hopes of getting this series tied up in one game apiece. Strasburg going for the Nationals. Two guys with an awful lot of pressure in different ways, but pressure nonetheless here as we look at the line of this game, of this series now, Dane. We know that the Nats closed around a plus 180 underdog last night. They cashed that, cashed the first five, cashed pretty much everything there. While the money kept pouring in on the Houston Astros and Gerrit Cole last night, it opened up right around that plus 160 mark with Strasburg this morning, again, hovering around minus 185 for the Astros. Has any of that changed? Are we still looking at 7.5 for the total as well?
Yeah, Yeah, that's where we are. Like I mentioned before, last hour, we are a little bit higher than yesterday. We're at 7.5, and Houston minus 185, Strasburg and the Nats plus 160.
Yeah, it's and 7.5, obviously. The 6.5 was right. Was a lot of people joining that. Didn't think that was going to be
a pitcher's
battle.
The juice today is on the under, though, similarly. It's minus 125, the under 7.5.
Yep, I can see that happening too as well, because now people are, you're still going to get the people going, wow, that can't, they can't score runs like that for two games in a row. But here's the deal tonight. We obviously, Verlander's pressure stems from the fact that you cannot allow this team to go down 0-2. You cannot allow Washington to head back to Washington, and you have lost complete home field advantage, having to win, you know, in essence, three games, you know, at least two out of three on the road. It's a difficult task to do, especially in a National League park where you lose a bat. So this is kind of a really backed into a tough place for Verlander and company. Now, Strasburg, same way, also pressure on him, but pressure from the standpoint of they only got five innings out of Scherzer last night. They had to bring in Corbin. They had to go to the bullpen. They had Daniel Hudson. They had Sean Dudula. They had Tanner. So they desperately need the Nationals as well for Strasburg to eat up some innings here tonight. Yep. They need him. They can't have another situation where Strasburg's coming out in the fifth inning and they got to go to that bullpen. Every time they do that, it lessens the opportunity of them actually, you know, winning the game. So I do think both of these guys have pressures for different reasons, but Strasburg's got to go out there for the Nationals. He's got to dominate some innings. He's got to go at least six, seven innings here, Dane, at the least.
You would think so, but then on the flip side, you also know that the Astros know that, and they're going to be taking pitches, working counts, and doing it that way. So we shall see. But, you know, Strasburg, I'll look at it like this. This is quite possibly his last start of the season. You know, mm-hmm. It could be, especially if they get a win. So you got to empty the tank, man. You'll rest up in the offseason. I've said it before on other starts. For me, Strasburg is still the best option with one out in the sixth and him at 95 pitches. He's still the best option over some of the guys we're going to bring in. So I say empty the tank tonight.
Yeah, it really is for them. It's let's go. Let's see what you have. But there is no doubt that the Verlander we have gotten this postseason is not necessarily the Verlander that we have known. And, you know, it happens, guys. You know, he starts, that's a lot of starts, a lot of dominating between him and Cole there for a long stretch of the season. Starting to get a little wear and tear. Balls are starting to come over to plate a little bit more. All of a sudden, that curveball doesn't curve as much, Dane. You make a few mistakes. And especially against these two teams. And we watched Scherzer make a couple of mistakes last night. And guess what? It got him into trouble. And the same thing with Garrett Cole. So who makes the little mistakes and who's going to be able to go some distance? Because I do think the same thing holds true for the Astros. I don't know that you want your bullpen to have to come in here in the fifth inning either. This is not ideal. So, yeah, Verlander's going to have to go and Strasburg's going to have to go. I do happen to think my initial feeling is that these two guys will be up to the task. I don't know that we're going to get 9-10 runs like we did last night. I do think it'll be a tight game here. And I don't know whether or not they're going to give Strasburg the opportunity maybe to work ahead. We watched them do this Houston team with the Yankee pitchers where – you want to try to get ahead, be my guest. They were smashing first pitch strikes all over the place. And they're only hitting 208 as a team, guys. So they left how many runners on base last night? 11? They were 11. Runners in 3 of 12 or something along those lines?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
that's what it comes down to.
But guess what,
it
Joe?
It comes down to it. Yep.
That's a 200 batting average, the same as what they are hitting for the entire playoffs. It just so happened they got the clutch in the right spots against the Yankees, but they were That's hitting correct. The same level in the ALCS.
Yep, absolutely. And the other interesting thing I pulled out of last night, Dane, was the way Corbin kind of dominated them in that inning there. The lefty coming in with the, you know, a guy's throwing 83-mile-an-hour curveballs, breaking 86. He's not throwing 98 like Scherzer was, but he also faced a ton of righties. And those guys didn't have a clue. So, you know what I mean? So it's interesting the dynamic that Corbin brings to the table, because I do think he is going to be the game three starter. That was nothing more than a bullpen day yesterday. Is
right,
that correct?
That was Strode, yeah.
So it's going to be Greinke Corbin. But
I would think so. Well, they haven't announced it yet.
Right. But the interesting thing is you have Sanchez available, which really right. makes it, you know what I mean? That's to me yep. is advantage Washington, because he's like the forgotten guy, but all he's yeah. done is
seven
go
and
out
third,
there and
mid innings his last start.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And no, but he was even doing that in September when they needed sure. to win games. Like it was.
And maybe they like
pitcher.
Corbin as a high leverage lefty also.
Yes,
you know?
I agree. Yep,
and
I agree.
There's a couple of specific batters in that order for Houston that, you know, maybe that's the way Martinez, they're going to go after it. You know, and it's interesting. There is a reason he hasn't announced it yet.
I'm with you, man. I think so, too. No big deal. He only threw about 20 pitches, I think, last night, Corbin, anyway. So not... He can go game three, no problem. That game would, of course, be at home. But that Anibal Sanchez, to me,
yeah.
that having the ability to throw that out there and know that you've got three games coming up where the pitchers are going to hit as well, it's kind of a tough situation for them
with
right
NL,
now.
With NL Park being in the middle there, that's a yep. decent point, Joe. You know, this yep. idea that maybe they get more bang for their buck spreading them out, because he's only going to go in the NL Park, what, two times through the order anyway? And
that's
then
correct.
If it's a close game, they're going to pinch hit for him. So you're not maximizing Corbin in that yep. game three spot. Maybe they like him better as a situational guy, which is crazy, yep. but like the way people are cobbling it together these days.
Have they put the series updated series prices out yet? And on FanDuel for we know it was they were over a 2-1 favorite, guys. The Astros were yesterday ahead of time in
anymore.
This series.
The Astros are -120. The Nats are even money.
Wow, what a difference a day
plus
makes, guys.
Even money.
Yep. So if you are waiting to see what the now might be the time. To hop on that train, if you still like the Astros, you can get them at a much better price right now than you were going to be able to before last night's game. And if they go down 2-0, Dane, I can only imagine that we'd be looking at a minus number now, -120, maybe -150 for the now. Although at 2-0, doesn't that give you a serious lay? Are we looking at maybe even a higher price?
You would think so, but. I mean, like, what I'm interested in is, you know, they have those bets like series score after three games or after four
yes.
games. Those mm-hmm. could be interesting as well because of what we're talking about now, the way the pitching kind of matches up going
right.
back to Washington. But no, I think they're going to be slow to move the series price because that creates liability for them. Right. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it was so much of a big number to start that I don't know that they want people like Mattress Mack being able to hedge mid-series.
Are we going to have and it was we talked about the prop bets last night, too. We remember
yes.
the strikeout props with
yeah.
Cole didn't get there. I don't think Strouser got Scherzer got there either, did he? He had a 6.5 number, and we were scratching our head with that, but I don't
Scherzer
know that he got
7.
He got 7, so he did get it. Okay,
he
so he got
7.
It.
Yeah, he did
now,
get
Cole. Cole got the 10 or no?
No, he struck out 6 in 7 innings.
We'll take a look at the other props tonight and maybe even series MVP numbers that have shifted. We'll do that coming up here. Getting ready. Game 2 World Series next on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know you heard me on the radio, but you still don't pay me no attention.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Are you a Henry? It stands for High Earner, Not Rich Yet.
It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Kerry Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NBA season, it started last night, it is underway, and you, unlike LeBron, can dunk on your NBA DFS competition using DailyRoto.com. How about you compete with the pros on FanDuel and DraftKings with the DailyRoto.com optimizer? It's the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus you'll get lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% now on winning NBA DFS advice with the promo code DUNK. That's right, dailyroto.com/dunk, dailyroto.com/dunk, and get your 10% off now. And keep in mind, dailyroto.com is certainly where millionaires are made. And welcome in here to the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri's Dane Martinez here as we look to make it rain. Plenty of games to get to here tonight. But Dane, I wanted to focus here for a couple of minutes on what happened yesterday in the NFL, certainly from a fantasy perspective and the ability for teams. Maybe there are with Emmanuel Sanders changing places, as well as Sanu, and the possibility of, and you mentioned a couple of other interesting names, and I keep seeing his name popping up all over the place here. And I'm sure I don't know if anybody held on to him, but Antonio Brown continues to be mentioned here, guys. And you're going to love this. Cleveland seems to be the biggest name coming up with it.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't that be great? But you did mention some other interesting guys along the lines. How about maybe the possibility of Kenyon Drake heading to Detroit? You know, there are some interesting. How about Kareem Hunt, who's going to be available here in a couple of weeks?
Right.
You know, Kareem Hunt is a trade bait. Jay Ajayi is still out there. Mm-hmm. We know that, by the way, as much as they got Sanu is great, they're still in the market for a tight end. They tried, they made a play on O.J.
Tyler
Howard.
Eifert.
Yeah, to Eifert, go there.
O.J. Howard.
Somebody's going to be out there. So initially what happened now, is there any moves to make for people at this point?
I think so. I think there is. So first of all, you mentioned Jay Ajayi. Jay Ajayi worked out for the Arizona Cardinals yesterday, and the Cardinals responded by signing Alfred Morris. Okay? So that's all I think you need to know about
there
Jay Ajayi and his potential right now.
Yeah.
Okay? If a team views him as less than Alfred Morris, you don't need him. All right? Mm-hmm. But in any event, let's go one by one here. In the Sanu deal, right, I think the winner here is Calvin Ridley and Austin Hooper, because, you know, that's where the rest of the targets are going to go, all right? But I think it's a small move. I think the Manny Sanders trade provides a lot more opportunity. Listen, Cortland Sutton was already owned and is ascending as that stud wideout, but don't forget about Deshaun Hamilton. That was the number three wide receiver who now becomes the number two wide receiver, and I think, especially during bye weeks, Deshaun Hamilton may become fantasy relevant, so that's a name to know. Obviously, it's not a trade, but the Kerryon Johnson injury, him being put on IR, to my dismay, because, you know, I've been on some Kerryon on all season. It's going to be Ty Johnson, who takes early down work, and it looks like J.D. McKissic in the passing game. So both of those guys become relevant. But I wouldn't be surprised if Detroit does go outside the organization for some additions to a committee. And I bring up Kenyon Drake because he's a name that we've heard is on the market. Miami's selling everybody. And right now there's an opening in Detroit. And like I mentioned, Matt Patricia and Flores, they got history together, both from New England. Melvin Gordon, people are thinking about, could be on the move now that Detroit is an opening. But what I'll also say is, if Kenyon Drake goes, Joe, you know, keep an eye. Like, you tell me, what's up with Mark Walton down there in Miami? Like, has he been actually productive and, like, getting opportunity along with a guy like Bellage? If Drake is no longer there, well, how do you think the pie would be split up between Kalen Bellage and Mark Walton?
Yep. I think you've seen it too, with what the kid brings to the table. He's a little guy. Reminds me a lot like Darren Sproles, where he gets behind those giant offensive linemen and defensive guys can't find him. And before you know it, the problem with him is he was arrested 5 times in 2 months, which is why Cincinnati let him go. And I think they're still wait and see with him to see if he can actually stay out of trouble, because, you know, when you get arrested that many times and Cincinnati lets you go, oh, my word. But I do like his potential, and I know Miami loves his potential here. So between him and Bellage, they're both the same back.
All right, well, but here's the thing, but neither one of them can carry, like, the load, right? So they'll all get opportunity.
That's
and
correct.
Fantasy is a volume game, right? And if one big piece of the pie, Kenyon Drake, is removed, that is going to be more opportunity. I like Ty Johnson a lot, especially this week against the Giants. But after that, you got to watch out, because they may look for options outside of the organization.
Yeah, it could happen. I think a bunch of teams are going to look a little bit different here, as some teams are trying to dismantle and get ready for
the NBA,
you know, the salary cap situations. Atlanta is screwed one way or the other with all the money they got tied up there. It'd be interesting to see what they're going to do with Devonta Freeman and company in the offseason, because they're a mess. But I do think the rich got a little bit richer here over the weekend. I think Sanu, who had no problem getting open ever, even with Atlanta, going to be a real easy time now with the New England Patriots, who they were suffering, man. I mean, I couldn't even tell you who those guys were on the field against the Jets, man. Like, oh, he was on a practice squad. He was like, what? Like, this is what they're down to. So I'll be interested to see what Shanahan does with Sanders too now, because we know how focused they are on the run. We keep hearing that this passing game is coming with Garoppolo. Is it? Is it really? I mean, because it doesn't look like he was all that thrilled with the guys he's got on the team right now.
And that's fair, Joe. But remember, what I've been saying about San Fran is also, like, just the committee of running backs, the different types of receivers they have. And Manny Sanders is interesting complement to that whole picture, right? You got Goodwin, who's already that deep threat. You got guys like Deebo Samuel, who's a Swiss Army knife. Now you have Manny Sanders, who's more of a kind of like professional slot guy, chain mover. So I think they are adding to kind of just, you know, what they can do, the different ways they can go. And I really like what San Fran is building out there. But listen, he would be immediately the kind of most name recognition value wide receiver they have for the 49ers right now.
I'm wondering if they stop with Sanders too at Denver. Do they go Chris Harris? Do they start to unload some of these guys, you know, in that on that defense at this point?
I can see that. I think that's possible. Yeah. Remember, you know, Bradley Chubb got hurt already, so they're done. And, you know, I mean, Denver has to look themselves in the mirror and realize that they're probably not a contender right now. And then, like we say in Major League Baseball, like we say in the NBA, if this is what's happening in the NFL, we're going to see more trades than ever before. So fantasy players, watch what you think, because the depth charts are going to get shuffled around a little bit in the next week and a half.
I don't know if you've heard anything over there, but there were a few reports yesterday that came down regarding Robbie Anderson and the Jets, where teams are calling the Jets left and right for him. Is he a guy that you think is he a possibility? Would the Jets move on from Robbie Anderson at this point in the season?
I guess they could. I personally wouldn't want them to. I think Robbie Anderson is part of the solution long term here, and him growing with Darnold together is what I would prefer, right? But, you know, if that's what Joe Douglas wants to do, you know, I think we realize that they are in sell mode instead of buy mode, you know, as the season went off the rails because of Mono.
Well, it came out yesterday, too, the whole ghost thing and being mic'd up, Dane. There was a big hoopla about NFL films allowing that to be broadcast, which is not part of the deal. Well, it makes him look terrible because he's never going to live that down. I mean, that's the problem. Every time he throws an interception. And
it's like the butt fumble for Sanchez.
Yeah, but it makes, like, people, I don't think people understand that there is a condition that comes with allowing your players to be mic'd up. You do realize, like, quarterbacks forever have been getting mic'd up on Monday night. How many of you ever heard during a bad game leave a soundbite that will last them forever? It doesn't happen. Right. And the reason being, not because they're not saying things, guys, but simply because the NFL, the team, there's a giant understanding that says do not make our guys look bad. Otherwise, we don't cooperate. Like, you right now, for as what the butt fumble was to Sanchez, he's now ghost boy. I don't know how the hell he recovers from that. So I get the anger. There should be anger in there. Somebody screwed up. Somebody shouldn't
have
let that go
through. Daniel Jones hasn't said something like that, or Kyler Murray didn't say something like that.
Always.
You know, exactly. Or you don't hear like arguments on the sideline between players and coaches or whatever it is. But now this has been framed as that Sam Darnold is scared out there, that he's seeing ghosts, that he can't read coverages. And that's BS.
Yep. And that's their fault for allowing that to happen, because why would you allow your players, like, why would you ever, if I'm the Jets or anybody else, why would I allow, we want to mic our guy up? Well, no, I don't think so, man. Like, because I can't trust you now to, you know what I mean? This isn't a court of law, like, where everything's out in the open.
That's right.
Like,
if ESPN or Monday Night Football wanted to, you know, that there was another clip they played of Gaze, like, just talking to Sam Darnold 101 and being like, it's all right, let's come on back. We get the ball in the second half. We're still in this. Like, that was like normal coaching, right?
Exactly.
That doesn't expose someone. And that's the difference. And why the hell, if I'm anybody on the Jets, if I'm Joe Douglas, if I'm Adam Gaze, why the hell would I agree? Yeah, you can mic us up again, where you may take that and put it out there and make me look bad. Nope.
Yeah,
ain't gonna happen.
There's a reason why it's never happened, why we don't have that soundbite for any other quarterback or player, guys. It's because it's understood. NFL films, ESPN, there, and some sort of buffer in between. Somebody looked at that and said, you know what, play it. Somebody gave them the okay to play it. Who was that person?
But that was messed up.
He is now, he's moved on from butt fumble. He's now ghost boy. He ain't living that down, guys, ever. Every interception, which is terrible. It's BS, actually. All right, coming up, we'll talk about our Make It Rain plays of the day next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's goforward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the news feed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready, we got game two tonight. We got NBA. We've got some early line movement in the NFL too for a week eight coming up here. Some very interesting games and some value right away too, Dane, on this card. And we'll start. We just talked with those New York Jets. The Jacksonville Jaguars opened up as a 4.5-point favorite, and I am seeing the line has moved to 6 in a lot of places, Dan. I don't know if it's hit that at FanDuel yet, but the New York Jets are now going to be getting 6 points against Minshew and company there on the road. And this is a classic case, as well as, and I'll also mention it too, the Jets and the Chargers are two teams that have monster value here this week because of perception and reality. Yeah. The Jets, obviously, this is, we've talked about recency bias, guys, right? How many times have we told you it creeps in? Well, it's creeping in here because what they just saw from the Jets getting shut out, nobody even remembers what they look like against the Cowboys. Nobody's even talking about it. We're talking about everything else. So now the money is just hammering the other way. Jags are getting -6. Oh, there's no way. Sam Darnold's afraid of ghosts, yada, yada, yada. Okay, let me know how that works out at the end of the day. And the Chargers, same situation, only they're going to Chicago, and you've got a situation where Chicago at home, Mitchell Trubisky. I'm seeing this line move too. Initially opened up at, I believe at 5 or 4.5, and it's four. Moved up now, or it's moved back rather to four and a half. Yeah. So yeah, there is, the Los Angeles has got a dog value, low total in this game, short road dog of my, there's a lot of things pointing to a big bounce up, bounce back effort, I think, for the San Diego Chargers against a, let's face it, a Bears team. I think the defense, the key to the defense is keep them on the field. I think we figured that out, right? And they don't. Most teams don't even have to do anything about it. Just let Trubisky be Trubisky. They're going to try to run the ball. They're getting a little healthier on the Chargers. I do think the Chargers come with a whole lot of value this week, Dane. It would be something that I would rather get before it gets to that key number. If you can get it above a field goal, I would hop on the Chargers as a road dog this week. I definitely think they're live, and the Jets are not as bad as they looked last week. And again, Gardner Minshew against Greg Williams defense, -6 on the road. Yeah, Dan, give me the value all day there. I'll be taking the Jets as well.
You know, and this is interesting, Joe, and you know how much I love the Chargers, right? I've been on the Chargers. I've been a Charger backer for a long time now. I think there's big differences in the Jets and the Chargers. I really do. Mm. And here's what it is. The perception of the Jets right now is based mostly because of who their opponent was on Monday. Mm. The difference of the Chargers right now for me is about what the Chargers are. Okay, so when you see that, yes, they're going to Jacksonville, and Jacksonville's a lot different than New England. I think it's more possible that the Jets will look like they did against Dallas now that they have Jacksonville. To me, I'm going to chalk that up, a lot of it, to Tom Brady and the damn New England Patriots. okay? Right. But with the Chargers, I'm chalking it up to things that I'm seeing with the Chargers. You know, the Chargers can't stop the run. The Chargers are force-feeding Melvin Gordon. That's not about that opponent, right? So then my concerns for the Chargers travel with them week to week. My concerns with the Jets travel less because I thought it was New England. So I will like the Jets plus six a lot more than I like the Chargers plus four this week.
Well, the Chargers fit into a whole lot of situational spots here that favor who they are right now at 2-5, especially this year being a dog with a low total on the road, 6 points or less. Alone this year, 33-17, 67% against the number this year. And it opened up at 5, so it's down to 4.5. It's going to keep going that way because who the hell trusts the Bears to be able to put up enough points? I do think they're going to be a little bit – I think the Chargers at this point, it's do or die. The Chargers, well, they scored 20-some-odd points. They should have had more, actually. They should have had 27 points against a Tennessee defense that is comparable to what they're going to see here with Chicago, only they've given up less points than what Chicago has the last couple of weeks. So I find it an interesting matchup. But, again, how much longer before the Chicago Bears are riding off of what they did last year before the market adjusts and realize this offense ain't what it was last year? The brakes ain't falling all their way like it did last year. There's serious questions on that offensive line. Yeah, there's a lot going on with Chicago right now, as is, you know, the New York Jets. It's amazing to me. Gardner Minshew somehow should be a touchdown favorite against the New York.
I disagree with it. You know, I disagree with it. You're right. I will say this, Joe. The last three games, the Chargers have scored 20, 17, and 13 points in their last three games since Melvin Gordon has been back there. But when we come to, that Jets-Jags game, you're right. To me also, listen, remember, Sam Darnold, that was his second game back from missing a month. You know, it's almost like people kind of need training camp. I know he looked great right out the gate against Dallas. So you're saying, hey, he was able to do it then. And that's true. You know, and that's absolutely true, but, you know, it does take some time to round into form. Gardner Minshew may see the clock ticking also. Didn't Nick Foles return to practice, this week? He's starting to get ready to go. So I think you're right, Joe. I think the Jets' defense will have a chance, will look a lot different against Jacksonville than they did against New England also.
Yep.
So for me, a lot of things just went bad there. Like, this was one of those games that you kind of throw the game film away. And so if people are going to give me value on the line the following week because of recency bias, I'll take it.
Yeah, and jump all over it, guys, because it's at some point there's going to be some buyback there because people are going to go, yeah, right, you got to be kidding me here. But there's a lot of games like that, including some big games. You got San Francisco taking on Carolina. You got Oakland, Houston. You got some opportunities here. Monitor what's going on this weekend, because there's going to be a lot of market deficiencies coming up with perception versus reality, especially at this point in the season. But all right, let's talk about some of our make it rain plays of the day. Hit us, Bavona.
Let's do it. Hey, Bavona.
Come play with us.
It's your make it rain plays of the day.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
All right, we'll start World Series Game 2. Houston, Verlander on a mound, taking on Strasburg and the Nats. Of course, the Nats shocked the world, beat Cole last night. They're up 1-0. Numbers, Danes, very close to what we got there. Minus 180, minus 185 for the Astros, plus 160 for Strasburg and company. The over total has moved a little bit, 7.5. Where are you leaning in Game 2 and tonight in the World Series?
Yeah, I'm going to take first five, and I'm going to take the Washington Nationals. All right, I have seen Verlander get hit a little bit lately. All right, and I like what I'm seeing out of Strasburg, so I will go with the first five innings, and I can get the Washington Nationals plus 180 in the first five innings, and I like that number. So I'll take Strasburg and the Nats plus first five.
Like that. I do think tonight is going to be a different feel than last night. I do expect this game to be runs are going to come at a premium. I have a feeling tonight with these two guys on the mound. So I'm going to lean the over tonight as it's you gave me an extra point than you did last night at 7.5. I'll take it. I do think this is going to be 3-1, 3-2, somewhere along those lines. So I'll lean to the under in this game tonight. But the association also full slate in the association. Dane, I don't know if you're looking at any of these games like Boston, Philadelphia, or is there a game on the board you peeked at that you said, yeah, this intrigues me?
It does, and call me a homer. But I'm looking at these Brooklyn Nets tonight in Barclays. Ooh, that building is going to be nuts. And don't forget, listen, I know about Kyrie and all, but don't forget about, you know, your Caris LeVerts, your Allens, your Dinwiddies. These guys are good. These guys were like the 5 seed before Kyrie last year. You add the energy at Barclays. I'm going to listen to you, Joe, and I'm going to put half of it on the spread, half of it on the money line. That means Brooklyn Nets -3.5 on the spread and -150, -155 on the money line. I think the Nets get off to a good start against Minnesota, who's got to go on the road and face a hostile Brooklyn crowd.
I love, I do like the Boston-Philadelphia game. I love the total in this game. I love it to go way over the 215 points here. What is it at, 211 now?
211 on FanDuel.
Yeah, no, I way. Listen, Boston doesn't have Kyrie. I get it. They also don't have Horford, which is going to help. That's a little less scoring going on for the, it's going to be exactly. So I do think Kemba is going to come out firing here tonight. Philadelphia was fifth in the league in scoring last year. And I get they don't have Jimmy, but man, they got some guys that can just flat out ball. And I do think, pace is also going to be impressive here. Both of these teams are going to want to try and go up tempo. I do see a lot of points being scored in this game. Enes Kanter is maybe the biggest guy on that team right now, which isn't saying much. That is a big downgrade defensively from what Al Horford brought to the table last year. Expect this game to be in the 220s. 211, plenty of value there. I'm going to go over in this.
Yeah. Listen, Utah has also added a lot of pieces, a lot of players, and Oklahoma City got stripped clean, right? Yep. Now the Thunder go to Utah tonight for a season opener. 9 is a lot of points, but I'm not scared by it. I'm not scared by it. I think Utah is one of the top 4 teams in the West, and Oklahoma City has hit the reset button. I think Utah, same kind of thing, at home also, and that's one of those big home court advantages. I like Utah. I'd lay the points with the Jazz.
I like that. And I'm going to go the NYK tonight, guys. Give me the damn points on the road there. Give me the points. Give me these upstart New York Knicks to shock the world here tonight. Come out with a victory and start the year 1-0 and only need now 26 more wins for my over ticket to hit on the season with the Knicks. I think they come out on fire. Give me the damn Knicks. Give me the Knicks tonight getting 10 points.
Oh, getting to 10. I thought you were just doing it because they're +420 on the money line and you just wanted to get high, Joe.
I'll take the points.
That's what it sounded like to me.
I'll take the points. I think they can win. I think they can win, but I'll take the points. Give me the 10.
Sure.
Knicks are going to come out firing tonight.
Right.
Firing, man.
And when you said NYK, I thought you slipped and really meant NYCFC, baby.
Now, are you betting that game?
At home.
Are you betting that?
They're only -120. All right, they're only -120. And guess what, Joe? It's a playoff game. So the tie is not in play. All right, so give me -120 for NYCFC. Let's go. Vamos, on you.
Love this, man. All right, what time is that game going off? That soccer game, by the way.
7 o'clock at Citi Field.
And they're only
because
that's even
a short
though
the Yankees lost.
Now.
Even though the Yankees lost, they didn't have enough time to prep the damn stadium, so they're going to Citi Field. When they win tonight, though, they'll be back at the stadium for the Eastern Conference final next week.
I love it. Well, it's going to be a fun night.
Champions League soccer as well. We got to get
Champions League also. Big time Champions League. Yeah,
Barcelona and action tonight.
Soccer, NBA, World Series, and then, of course, getting ready. We'll have an awful lot of, football coming up. College.
Got a heavyweight conference matchup in college.
Big time. Big time.
I like this concept.
Do or die NFL matchups this week. Crap or get off the pot. It's about that time of the season. So. All right. Good luck no matter which way you decide to go. Morning after is next. Dave Lyle will be back tomorrow breaking it all down for you. Make it rain, people.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
Joe, if you read a transcript of what he said there, I don't think you'd have that big of an issue on it. You know, like the words he just said were all technically true, right? Like neither team is who they want to be yet, blah, blah, blah. A lot of it was coach speak, no problem. For me, with LeBron, he's almost crossed that threshold of just being like so aloof and thinking he's above it all a little too much. Like, he knows so much more than everybody else. You know what I mean? Like, we're bothering him to ask him the question. And that's right. Where I think my thing is with LeBron. Because, like, technically, the words he said were okay and true, you know? It's like the same thing that a Bill Belichick would say or a Derek Jeter would say. Like, but it's kind of the way he does it that is really off-putting. I just think it feels entitled and aloof and kind of above it all, and that's the problem for me, Joe. But you're right. Anthony Davis, 8 for 21. LeBron, 7 for 19. Like, that, and a lot of that coming inside also. That's what's going to have to happen. And when you look at the Clippers, for me, like, they're deep, Joe. This is without Paul George, right? Mm-hmm. But when you can have two guys that are in the top five odds of six man of the year voting, and Montrezl Harrell and Lou Williams, you know, and they're going to be able to rely on that all season long. And, yep, they were able to clamp down later on in the game.
Yeah. New team also, you're right, LeBron, only their bench scored 60 points.
Yeah.
60 on your new team. All right, so they didn't have a problem shooting.
That's right.
But I find it hilarious.
Maybe they were gelling instead of filming movies over the summer.
Listen, I get it. It's game one. You're going to play it down. Nobody is crowning a champion after one game. But the truth is, context matters, my friend, because the idea that you weren't going into that game looking to run them over and send a message is totally the idea that it was, we're just, you know, we're working on things. Bull crap. You wanted to go in there and steamroll them and prove to everybody you're kings of LA. Well, guess what? Somebody got steamrolled on that court, only it wasn't Kawhi and company. 60 damn points off the bench. Like, are you, and without Paul George? Yeah, okay. Let me know how that works. Let me know how that works out this year. I think there is disappointment. They're going to win their share of games because of the mismatch nightmare there, provided everyone stays healthy. But quite honestly, that bench for the Lakers, like, Kentavious Pope had no points and five fouls. Like, seriously, right. Dude? Like, where's the points coming from?
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.